Hi, my name's Heather McVeigh. I'm a singer-songwriter and an astrologer from Cambridge. Maybe I'm a poet too. Both music and astrology appear to be closely connected through universal languages of rhythms, cycles, geometry, and archetypes. Both evoke poetry in me. Astrology has opened up a magical world of symbol and fluidity for me. I find the symbolic sky a treasure trove and an infinite source of storytelling. I began writing astro poetry very recently and hope that you might like to tap into this source too. So my prompt is using the symbolism of the dance of the spheres, the birth chart, or the sky to inspire your poetry. If you're not an astrologer or you don't know the symbolic or mythological archetypes assigned to different planets and stars, you can still enjoy gazing at a birth chart and letting the chart draw your eyes to areas of interest. You can muse over the symbols and see what speaks through or to you. Perhaps you do know bits of, and pieces of Greek or Roman mythology that can also inspire. You can cast your birth chart on websites such as astro.com or astro-seek.com, or you can look up a celebrity's birth chart via a search engine and just let your eyes and senses wander over the symbols and see what they evoke. If this method doesn't work for you, of course, you can simply look at the sky for the direct experience. You can think about the dance and cycles of the planets and stars, the motion and rotation. There's always a new piece of sky emerging, rising on the eastern horizon, with planets rising and setting from our geocentric perspective. You can think of the lunar cycle with its waxing and waning, increase, decrease. The yin, the yang, the mother, the father, the conscious and the unconscious, the symbolism is endless. Does a star or planet at the highest point in the sky tell a different story to a planet that has just risen or is just about to set? So, my poem is about a friend and is inspired by them and their birth chart. Temples of you. Sky collapsed, inversion. I straddle you where you rise. We merge in liminal spaces where darkness threatens light. I reach into your shadows, untethered. Ancestral shorelines rage. Cloaked lantern of nostalgia, mother wanes across the stage. Maternal waves wash languished dreams hanging limp on grandma's bones. Strewn Polaroids distorted by tears you've cried alone. I dive a little deeper and rest where benthos burrow low. Sublime rays pierce through sediment. Hidden depths, I pray you know. For this is where you hold her, most radiant jewel of all, a Venusian realm of beauty beneath your ocean floor.